I'm here on the red carpet with Frank Zappa's kids, Ahmed. How you?
I'm not Ahmed.
Diva.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Your brother's right there. He threw me off. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. You're here tonight for the Ryan James Dio Cancer Research Bowling Charity tonight. What did Ryan James Dio mean to you in your life?
I just know that he was absolutely, of course, an amazing musician and storyteller, and only because of how much my brother Ahmed adores him. I don't know a lot of his music at all. I just really, I love him. Like, I just love him through my brother.
Oh, that's fine. So you're here to support your brother's love for him.
Well, no, I'm here to support the cause.
Well, that too, obviously. I'm sorry if I'm making it a little awkward.
Yeah, no, but like I should actually be more of a Dio fan. I just know he's super badass and awesome. It's one of those things.
Just like your dad was.
Yes, and a lot of people just know my dad's name. Just like, sadly, in this case, I don't have the history of Dio, but I do know, like, he was just so rad and sang about dragons. Like, that's all you need to know.
That's cool. And supporting this Cancer Research Foundation, did you know anybody personally that was going through it or survived it? Like, how has cancer impacted you on a personal level?
Both of my parents passed away from
it. Oh, that's right. That's got to be awful. But I'm sure your dad and mom are very proud that you're here to help fight for it, or at least give awareness to it.
Absolutely.
Well, that's good. Now, I got to ask you. Being the daughter of probably one of the greatest musicians out there, do you have like one crazy story that you love to talk about or a fond memory of him?
No.
A woman, a few words. I'll take that. Well, hey, Diva, we're going to let you go ahead and enjoy the fun. Thank you for talking with us. A nice witch hat.
Thank you very much.